Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Dave LaGreca here, and welcome to this special edition of the Busted Open Podcast, a podcast we're calling Inside AEW All Out, the backstage sessions. If you're smart, you checked out our Inside AEW All Out podcast featuring Mark and I on stage during AEW Fan Fest with a bunch of special guests. Now, we present to you more exclusive interviews that I recorded backstage this weekend in Chicago. Let's get to it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. All right, we're here with Big Swole. My pick to win the Casino Battle Royale at All Out tomorrow night. Excited?
Very, very excited. Yeah, I'm excited to be on the actual show. I'm excited for all the women. Yeah.
I mean, this is, and I'm glad that it's on the main show. And, you know, and listen, whatever happened, happened. But when I first heard that it was on the pre-show, I was like, no, this is a match that needs to be on the main show because of the ramifications of who wins this.
Right, right. These are dire stakes right now. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this was the boost that the women's division pretty much needed, you know, to feel special, feel important, everything. So this is actually like a beginning for us, a new beginning.
And I like it because when you look at the beginnings of AEW and where this women's division is right now in 2021, all you have to do is look at the names of all the participants in that Battle Royale. This is a extremely strong women's division.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, we're knocking it out of the park nowadays, man. I'm very happy with the progress that's been happening between us and everything, and the chemistry and fluidity of everybody working together. It's been great.
All right, I don't know if you know about this, but I'm gonna set you straight.
Oh,
okay.
Well, give it to me straight. Some
little birdie told me that Thunder Rosa was talking a lot of shit about you. Now you know how I feel about Thunder Rosa. But I'm a big Swole fan. And to hear that she was talking shit about you, I mean, I think you need to pay her some receipts tomorrow night in that Battle Royal.
Well, that's going to happen. Okay, now that you done told me, you done give me the Iggy. Oh, she's down. Look, Jack the Search says, you know, talk shit, get hit. That's going to be you. That's going to be you, Thunder.
Listen, I told my daughter that almost immediately when she was born. You talk shit, you get hit.
Right.
Like, those are words you are, you know, you live by.
Exactly. You turn 3 years old, I'm punching you in the throat.
But seriously, like, this is, I mean, I think you and Britt Baker in the ring together, chemistry wise, that would be an amazing main event match.
Most definitely. You know, we haven't had an actual singles in an actual ring in a very, very long time, and she's never beaten me. So while everybody wants me to wrestle her, it's like, she's never beat me, so she's going to have to come to me.
Plus, I think it's time for you. Like, I think, one great thing about, you know, AEW Dark and AEW Elevation.
Elevation.
Thank you very much. When you look at both those shows, you get to see wrestlers develop and get better and better.
Oh, yeah.
And you have, like, in front of the fans' eyes, like, you are already good, but how good you've become and how great you are right now. Like, it's your time now, don't you think?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I feel that 100% because now I feel healthy. Beforehand, when I was doing after the match, the tooth and nail match, I was already having complications with my Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
So now I'm like borderline. You know, I'm at that 90% like healthy. Once I get to 100, I'm going to show people exactly what I can do. Because right now you're just seeing a baseline.
I like it. I like it. So it's only up for you.
Only up, yeah.
Here in
up.
The future in AEW. The other thing, too, is we're here at FanFest. Like, all these people. Like, how does it feel now to people asking for your autograph, people asking for pictures, people knowing who you are when you enter a room? What's that been like for you?
It's been a blessing. Actually, yesterday we had a softball game for the Paws of Chicago, and I met a young fan named Miguel, and he was a paraplegic, and his story just captivated my heart. And I was like, this is why I do this. You know, he says that he can't, you know, move the rest of his body, but when my song comes on, he can bob his head, and that's enough for him. And that just makes me feel like so blessed and so worthy, you know, just to have these moments with the fans and interact with them. And, you know, because I was like that too, you know, growing up. I'm still like that. You know, I still mark out for everybody that I see. I can't believe I'm still coworkers with all these wonderful talent in the back.
Oh, that's a big swell. Here's another conversation. I got to move my chair a little bit so that my wife doesn't see me.
Okay.
But, you know, like, this show's number one. Busted Open's like the number one sports talk show. I'm a big star. People asking for my autographs and pictures and everything.
All the time.
But when I get home with my wife, it's like I got to do the laundry. Mm. You know, I got to wash the dishes.
Yes.
You know, walk the dog, all that shit. Like, I'm a big star. Like, stars like you and I shouldn't have to do stuff like that. Like, you know, menial labor like that. That's for other people to do, not for people like us. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, it's true. It's true that the work, sometimes I don't want to do it and everything. But, you know, the Bible tells me that Hebrews. So, you know, a man don't work, he don't eat. You like to eat, don't you?
I do. She's a wonderful cook.
Exactly.
So, all right, so you changed my mind.
Yeah,
all right, so okay.
That's
good. See, that's why
right.
I like talking to you.
Exactly. Sometimes
you're teaching lessons.
Yeah.
You're teaching lessons from your shirt. I mean, your shirt. That you're with, it teaches lessons.
Lessons. That's what we're about here.
Yes.
I'm trying to teach y'all. Trying to grow y'all. Grow, yeah. Learn, and change. Rear you up in a good way so that when you grow older, you won't go astray. Amen.
And that's the great thing about you is you haven't changed. You haven't changed. You're the same person that you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
you've grown as a performer. You've grown as a wrestler. You get better and better. But who you are has not changed at all.
Well, you know, I ain't got a lot to kick it. You know? I don't. So, I mean, that's the way my mom raised me.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be true to you. You know, your word is all you have, and that's what I stand on 100%. You know, because as far as I'm concerned, no one has no heaven or hell to put me in. So, you know, I just got to be me.
Britt Baker calls herself the role model, but you are the true role model. Big Swole.
So.
Again, my pick to win the Casino Battle Royale on Sunday. And we're going to see the new number one contender for Britt Baker's championship.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Me, Big Swole. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Swole.
Really appreciate it.
Thank
baby.
You. So how you guys doing? Like, how you feeling? Like, this is crazy.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's all our weekend, you know. It's always a good time and getting to come and spend time with all the fans and give back and do some pretty cool stuff. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really happy and proud of what you guys have been able to accomplish. Like, seriously, you know, being a fan of pro wrestling for as long as I have, and we know the last 20 years, when it comes to the health of the business outside of the WWE, there wasn't a lot of companies that have been able to do big business where people could go in, make a living, and make some money for themselves. And now we're getting that with AEW. And your travels, what you guys have been able to accomplish, making a name for yourself, especially out in the East Coast, you guys are legendary. And now here, being able to perform in front of 10, 15,000 fans, it's been such an experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, man, it's definitely been a surreal experience. And like you said, man, we've traveled a long road, yo. It's been a crazy journey, and it's just getting started. Like, that's how we look at it. It's like, we got to this point, but now what's next? What's the next level? What's the next spot, you know? And but we've been very humbled and thankful to have done the things that we've done, and man, like, I love doing these conventions because it always reminds me of when I was a kid and I was one of these people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love, we both love to give back and you know, just, it's you know, living the dream, like they say, right?
Yeah, and you know, listen, you were performing in front of just a couple hundred people not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, I saw you in Queens where you're performing in front of, you know, 200, 250 people. And then, you know, in Chicago, the last time you were here, 15,000 fans, 11,000 fans, sold out. Everywhere you go, I mean, like, do you take time to, like, just kind of look at what you've been able to accomplish recently?
100%, man. Conan actually gave us really good advice very early on in our career. And he's, like, when we first got with him in Impact, and he was like, enjoy the moment. He was like, this is going to be the best ride of your life. And he was like, live in the moment. Don't look back 20 years from now and be like, man, I was so caught up on maybe negative things that were going on or whatever. And I just, he just warned us to take it in.
Yeah.
You know, take it in while we're doing it. And we've made it a point to take it in. Like you said, when we're in front of 15,000 people, it's insane seeing a sea of bodies. And it's, to us, it's the best drug in the world. That's why we do what we do, to get that validation from a crowd that big. And it's insane. It's surreal at times.
And it's great to take it in. But at the same time, you guys have put the work in. Like, it's not by accident that we see you on Dynamite. You guys are killing it. And, you know, whether it's the opening match or the main event, you know, some of the best matches that we saw during the pandemic era were with you guys. Like, you know, you really put the work in, but you put in, these quote unquote five star matches in as well. So kudos to you for being able to do that. Let's talk about what's happening this weekend. You know, here we are at FanFest, thousands of fans. You guys are stars now. Like, what is it like to be a star? What is it like to struggle, to go through those struggles, and now to be where people are asking for pictures? Everywhere you go, people are asking for autographs. What has that journey been like for you?
I wish you could tell my three-year-old son that I'm a star. Oh, yeah. He doesn't think I am. Yeah. I'm a scrub to him. Well, he kind of stated it earlier. It's cool. It could be a little overwhelming at times, of course. But it's just cool because we were one of those kids, man.
Yeah.
We used to, with our friends, stay outside of Madison Square Garden so we can meet the wrestlers and take pictures of them. So it's really cool that it might take 30 seconds, a minute out our time, but that moment for that kid will live forever. And it's really awesome that we actually have that type of impact on people's lives. So it's again, it could be overwhelming at times, but I find that it's a blessing. It comes with the territory.
For both of you, what has been the best moment these last 2 years that you've been with AEW?
Wow, there's been a lot of those, man. Like you said, we've been a part of some special moments the last 2 years, especially during the pandemic era.
Yeah.
and just putting on, like, some matches that people hopefully talk about for the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But, man, like, nothing will ever, you know, compare to All Out 2019, you know, when we first took those masks off in front of that crowd and having that, to us, that was the validation of all the hard work that we put into that point, you know. Like, honestly, like, we told the story before, we were standing under the ramp ready to come out, and he's like, yo, we're gonna get crickets when we take those masks off.
Really?
And the first thing he said as we're walking out, he looks back and he goes, crickets, bro, crickets. And we got in that ring, we did our thing, and when we took those masks off, I get goosebumps talking about it now, man, because we heard that crowd just rumble. Like, it just rose through the building. And we looked at each other, and that, like, split second, we were like, we're fucking here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely a special moment. And, like you said, you know, growing up and coming from where we come from, like, for me personally, it was like, I've lived through a lot of dark times, and there were a lot of times that I didn't think that I would even make it to this age and make it to be in performing in arenas and stuff like that. And the fact that we get to do it on a weekly basis and it's a part of our lives and we get to support our families doing it, yo, I'm good.
Did you really thought crickets? You really thought that? You really thought that?
Legit, yeah. I was just like, man, I feel like maybe most of the people just won't know who we are. Of course, we had our core set of fans, and if you're I should have figured AEW fans were going to be on the in and,
yeah,
and know what's up. But we've never up until that point, we didn't do anything to that caliber.
We were just going.
Yeah.
We were on the grind. We weren't like, thinking, oh, you know, these people know us or this, but like, we weren't even focused on that. We were focused on the grind and being one of the best. Like, and that, I think that's what's truly gotten us to this point, is the fact that we weren't chasing money. We weren't chasing, you know, stardom. We were chasing just being the best. And the fact that we got to that point and that crowd recognized us, man, it was like, all right.
Yeah.
That was validation right there, yo.
Yeah. It was what we needed at the time. But I legitimately thought it was just going to maybe be a mixed reaction. And, like, who are these guys?
Yeah. I said, I'm more than proud to have gotten to know you guys and to have worked with you before. And to see where you are now, to see the quality of work that you put out, to see you on national TV each and every week, I couldn't be more happier to get to know you and to be able to sit down and interview you. And, you know, it's funny because I talk about, like, doing this show and being around pro wrestling, because I've been such a big pro wrestling fan my entire life. Just to be around you guys and just to be around this company right now that's young and fresh and everybody happy to be there. And nobody's jaded, and it's just like one big family. Do you feel like it's a family?
100%. Yeah. I definitely feel everything you just described. We're around good people that want to see the company succeed and is willing to go out there and sacrifice their body for it, man, and just put it all on the line, and I love it. I love the atmosphere that creates, and we're very fortunate to have the, like, for us personally, we have a stacked tag team roster. Yep. So we get to wrestle people from all over, all different type of styles, and that's always been our bread and butter, to be able to mesh with any style and be able to do any style. And we get the opportunity to do it more and more here, because we just have that roster, and it's awesome.
Santana Ortiz, to me, the best tag team in the world right now. Guys, thanks so much.
Cheers, man. Thank you, Dave.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget.
to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dave LaGreca here. Here's more of Inside AEW All Out, the backstage sessions only on the Busted Open podcast.
All right, we're here with the chairman, Sean Spears. I obviously, anybody who listens to Busted Open knows that I'm a huge fan. I've been a supporter since day one. I had no problems with what you did to Cody.
Me neither.
I appreciate what you did to Cody, actually. Also, you came to our party in Pittsburgh. Mark and I did a party in Pittsburgh.
What a party it was, Greg.
And here's the thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't work well by myself. Like, I just functionally, I can't. And I do things like I did in Pittsburgh when I'm by myself. I need a handler. So being a married man with a family, I don't know if you ever met my wife. My wife, Violetta, is here this time.
I phone called her from Pittsburgh, actually.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I don't even remember. Is that true?
It's 100% true.
I was a mess.
Your staff here. Gabby will reinforce
did
that.
Did I call my wife in Pittsburgh? That's a problem.
So technically we spoke.
So when you don't remember things, that's either a sign of now I'm 50 or I probably had a little bit too much.
To reinforce, I might have told her that you had your titties out a little bit. I'm pretty sure that's what I said in the most respectful way possible.
Yes, and there were some problems when I got back to Jersey after my trip to Pittsburgh, and because she said, did you get naked? And I said, no. And then there was actual video footage of me shirtless in Pittsburgh, which is a problem. But Violetta's here now, so I'll be much more calm this weekend than I was. But Sean, you bring out that in people. You have that type of personality and charisma that brings out the best or worst in people.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, many people might disagree with you in the whole charismatic thing. Personally, I think I'm a charismatic waterfall.
You are.
You know what I mean? But, however, when I showed up to that party in Pittsburgh, you were already in full force.
Yes.
So, I mean, the fact that you had Mark there and you had Gabby there kind of holding it down as best as they could was probably a step in the right direction. Now, you say that because the wife is here.
Yes.
Things are going to be a little more straight and narrow. Personally, I don't believe you, Greg. I think the day's still young. I think we're going to find out a lot tonight. This is Chicago, after all. Anything can happen. That's all I'm saying. All Out Weekend, anything can happen.
That's right. Now, we know what you can do with a chair. We've seen it. We've seen it in action.
Did you see my baseball?
I did. You use it as a baseball bat, which is impressive. Not many people can do that.
RBI single, baby.
You did. You are talented. There hasn't been a time, and you listen to the show. I know you listen to Busted Open. You know, myself and Mark Henry and Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer. Has there ever been a time where I have said something on the air where you're like, I would like to take a chair to Dave LaGreca?
No.
Okay.
No, and I'll be honest, and not for any other reason. Yeah, I do like it, but you're also a hothead, and I can appreciate being a hothead.
Yeah.
I, too, am a hothead, but it comes from a place of passion. You're very passionate about what you do. You're very passionate about Busted Open. So when you, and the fact that you've been a wrestling fan for how long?
40 years.
So
40 years.
I can appreciate years. Where all that comes from. So, no, I've never wanted to hit you. A couple other people on your staff, I wouldn't mind taking a chair or two every now and then.
That's the thing.
I just looked at Gabby.
And I'm glad.
I'm glad
you brought Gabby up because Sean, we had a problem with Gabby, and maybe you can help me out here. Now, Gabby started on the show. She was very meek, shy, would never talk. You know, just concentrated on what she had to do and what she had to work on. Now, all of a sudden, she's all over the place. People are asking for her autograph. And then she's telling, like, Uber drivers, like, I don't know if you know, but I'm a big deal. I run Busted Open.
Yes, like, I've seen this in person.
Yeah, she has become, like, this superstar overnight. Now, a lot of it is that she is a star, she's part of this show, and people appreciate her work, but she's gotten such a big head. I'm sure you're seeing that now with a lot of people that you have to work with. Like, all of a sudden, they're stars now, and they get a big head. We have a big head in Gabby.
Well, yes, I have seen it, and if for some strange reason I forgot for a quick second, she's the first one to remind you quickly. But I will say, it's usually people that understand their value that are allowed to get a big head. I mean, be honest, Greg, does this show run smoothly without her?
No, it doesn't.
She's
it's a
pretty
mess.
Kind of irreplaceable, right?
Yeah, it's
I'm
a mess.
I'm probably going to eat my words at some point or another by saying very nice things. I should be talking about me, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
but I will say that this show probably doesn't run very well without her. So, you know, she kind of has a little bit of leeway. And not to mention, she's surrounded by guys like Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, yourself, Mark Henry. You guys got egos too, baby. We all do.
And I got to say this. You mentioned the pay-per-view, what we're going to see on Sunday and All Out. I got to be honest with you. Big pay-per-view? 100%. Could something be added to make it even a bigger show? I say yes to that too. All right? I'm just saying, like, if you want this to be historic, like, up there where people are talking about this for decades and decades, there's one name that I'm not seeing that would make that happen.
No spoilers, Greg. No spoilers.
Okay. All right.
Tony listens to your show a lot.
I know
he does.
Very
consistently. No spoilers.
Okay. All right. I love you, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much for the time, buddy.
Appreciate
I appreciate you.
All right. How are you? Are you excited?
I'm tired. I had to wrestle two people last night.
I know. Rampage.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Two people.
And you have I don't know, the biggest match of your career?
Two.
Biggest match of your career on Sunday?
I know. I'm tired.
I like how you're representing your friends.
Yeah, I got my Chuck Taylors. I got the Trent headband. I have Ray-Ban glasses in my bag. All my friends are here. Yuta, I don't have anything of Yuta yet. Yuta needs a signature thing still.
Well,
we're working on it.
The growth since just a few months ago when we spoke at Double or Nothing to where you are right now here in Chicago, All Out on Sunday, going for the championship. Just talk about these. The last time I spoke to you, I said, let's talk about these last few months. Now I have to ask that again because you just get bigger and bigger.
You know, I just been out there doing me, working hard, knocking girls out. I was going to say the B word, and I was like, I don't know.
That's okay. It's satellite radio, so you can say whatever you want. You can say bitch.
I've been knocking these bitches out. Undefeated.
That's right.
And I'm coming for you, Britt, on Sunday. Knock another bitch out.
Talk about the match on Sunday. In any kind of big contest, in any kind of championship match, you kind of hold some things back so that the champion doesn't see. Are we in for some surprises on Sunday when you step in a ring with Britt Baker?
Maybe. I don't know. One of my favorite things about whenever I get a chance to wrestle, and I think it was shown a lot in my match last night, that handicap match on Rampage, that I always like to try and whip out something new that no one's seen before.
Uh-huh.
So there might be some new things, there might not be, but I have a lot in my my arsenal of what I can and can't do, or mostly what I can do. That's what I meant to say. I have a lot of things I can do, but what I'm gonna pull out, that's the secret. You never know what's up my sleeves.
I'm looking forward to that. This company has grown so much. You have grown so much as a character, a personality, and as a wrestler, and now having this main event match on Sunday at All Out. Did you expect things to happen so quickly like they have for you?
No. I don't really expect anything for myself. I just go out there and, you know, do my best. And when my time comes, my time comes. Sometimes it's sooner than later. And that's what's in this scenario.
With your personality, and here we are, we're at FanFest, there's thousands of people here. There are crowds watching you, looking for you, asking for pictures, asking for autographs. Is that something that you're comfortable with, or are you becoming comfortable with?
I'm fine with crowds. Or you mean like being in front of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just try not to think about it.
Okay.
You know, we're all beings of one planet or another, and we're all just here having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I want you to have a good time. Are you going to have a good time on Sunday? Like, are you going to take a moment to enjoy
it? I'm going to have a good time if I win.
Okay. All right.
If I don't win, I'm going to have a sad time. Here for a sad time, but not a long time.
Let's not think about that. Let's think positively. Let's
take
a big victory. We may have a new AEW Women's Champion on Sunday, Chris Statlin. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You got it. All right, here with QT Marshall. First of all, man, I got to tell you.
Marshall, Dave.
Sorry,
Marshall.
QT Marshall.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Okay. No, you're good.
I love the garb. I love the shirt. You look great.
Thank you. A lot of people don't realize I wore this on Wednesday night as well, but not this exact one. I have about 30 of the blue ones because those are the factory colors, of course.
I told my wife I need to get some shirts like this. This is.
I'm trying to get them sponsored. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I figure like the more I'm putting them out there in front of millions of people every week, you'd think they would just start sending them to me, but maybe we'll have to start making some with the factory logo, and then we could sell them to the fans, because I think, just like yourself, Dave, I think a lot of people would buy them.
I'm Jersey, Italian. Every guy I know has a shirt like this.
100%. Where in Jersey are you from?
I'm originally from Hawthorne, right by Bergen County.
Yeah, of course. My grandparents live in New Milford.
Okay. So
still to this day, yeah.
Something about Jersey that I always have to defend, because when you're from Jersey.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Excuse the pun, big match for you on Sunday at All Out.
Right.
Talk
there
about
in that video. Yeah. Huge. I'm excited. One, I would say a little scared, but I'm not really scared. I mean, look what it was Wednesday night. We don't even know if he's going to show up, Dave.
That's true.
I'm not going to lie. I think he's not going to, because Billy hit him in his hip, that surgically repaired hip. And then I hit him with the diamond cutter, which was handed to me by Diamond Dallas Page. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited to go out there, realize he's not going to show up and get my hand raised in my first match ever, my first singles match ever on a pay-per-view.
Talk about this journey. You know, you've been on Busted Open before, but you've worked your ass off to get to this point. Just talk about this journey and where you are right now.
Cloud nine, yeah. Top of the world, all those cliches. No, I mean, 17 years of dedicating my life to wrestling has finally paid off, I guess. And it's not popular with the audience, but I don't care, because they only see what we tell them to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't see all the hard work, all the years I put in, all the studying, all the training. So things like that. Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, I think if I could write it differently, you know, maybe I would have been a little bit of a different person earlier in my career. But at the same time, one of my trainers, you might know him.
Yes, I do. One of
Bully.
My co-hosts. Yeah.
he always used to, you know, reinforce that at least you could look in the mirror and know you did it your way, you know?
And I think that's important, because however you got here, you're here.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Like, maybe if one of those things changes, you're not where you are right now, which is where you always wanted to be.
Exactly. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just enjoying every moment that it's here. I don't look too far into the future. I definitely don't think about the past.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about the moment. And right now, the moment is Busted Open.
I love it. And I'm glad that you're a part of it. And, you know, here we are at Fan Fest, and there's just thousands of people, you know, here excited for what's going to happen at All Out on Sunday. Are you going to take a moment on Sunday to kind of just sit back and say, you know, kind of smell the roses, so to speak?
I think so. Well, we're formatting the pay-per-view. Last night, I was in my room formatting the pay-per-view. You know, obviously working with Tony on it, and looking at entrances and times and this, that, and the other. And my normal entrance is probably about 34 seconds. I think for the pay-per-view, maybe a minute and a half, you know? Really soak it in. And because Wednesday night, all those fans at the Now Arena were chanting QT sucks. And there's going to be – it wasn't fully sold out. The pay-per-view is fully sold out, so I can only imagine that the whole crowd is going to be chanting that. And I want to give them that experience, but I also want to selfishly have that experience.
First of all, I have to thank you for just being kind to me for 8 or 9 minutes.
Well, they pay me, so.
I know, that's what I mean, because you're not normally like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't talk to me before you took the microphone in your hand, so now you truly are as a human being. But seriously, in all honesty, I've been a fan of yours for a long, long time. To see where you are right now, to see the growth of your personality, your character, you as a wrestler, and this company. Like, I've been behind this company since day one, but even myself, knowing all the talent that was a part of it, I never expected it this quickly to be as big as it is, and it's huge.
It's incredible. I mean, when I started day one, I was in Jacksonville at the rally, and Cody explained what was going on, and then I saw Chris Jericho walk in, because Cody and Jericho had rooms near each other. And I thought, man, this isn't going to be like a Ring of Honor. Not knocking Ring of Honor at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, this is the real deal. And then I saw the pyro go off of the Jaguar Stadium, and I'm thinking, like, and there's money. There's, you know what I mean? Which is always the biggest problem in wrestling. And then they told me about there's probably going to be a deal on TNT. So that's why I was so adamant about taking that you know, couple $100 a week job as an assistant writing emails and getting coffee because I knew. And I knew as a startup company, I've been in restaurants when we started them up.
Yep.
There's so many things you don't think about. There's so many jobs that people aren't going to think to do or that we need. And instead of hiring people to do those jobs, I took it upon myself to just do them. I didn't ask for anything. I just did them. And then when the time came, well, then I asked for, you know, a big amount of money plus the titles and all this other stuff that comes with it. And I never thought I was going to wrestle either. And I always had my gear, but I never thought I would wrestle. And then Tony just asked one day, hey, I think I want to put you in a match. I said, okay. Pandemic hit, unfortunately. Fortunately for me, because some of our talent couldn't make it. And the one good thing that from training all of those years, I'm like a carpenter when it comes to being in the ring.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I'm trustworthy to be on live TV, especially in front of no audience. And that's what Tony said. Hey, I need you to fill these roles for me. And in the meantime, that helped me kind of gain trust with the company. And one thing led to another. And then Tony just, hey, what do you think of doing this? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, yes. He's like, all right, well, we'll start on Dark and on the vlog. And I said, let's do it, you know. This is all I've ever wanted to do.
QT Marshall, of course, All Out this Sunday, available on pay-per-view, BR Live, and now Fight TV here in the States as well. QT, man, good luck.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
Appreciate you, man.
No, appreciate you, and tell Bully I said hello, please.
I will.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.